Now, chanterelle, caps, morel, trumpet, hedgehog, yellow leg chanterelle, wood bluets, truffle. Any idea what I'm talking about? Well, I presume the last one, the truffle, will probably give it away because I'm talking about mushrooms and there are many, many, many varieties. But how do you actually identify them and how do you determine which ones are edible and, more importantly, which ones are poisonous? The International Mushroom Festival is taking place in Killigar in County Leitrim this weekend and Terry Flanagan took a trip to see them during the week to speak to Debbie Nelson, who is chairperson of the Northern Ireland Fungus Group.
Oh, Debbie, look at this. A black mushroom. I've never seen a mushroom like this. And it's huge.
Yes, this is the blackening russula. It's also known as the brittle gills. Very, very common in the forest. This black one's actually last year's mushroom.
So it's been here in this woodland for
it's
the last...
It's stayed here the whole year. And this time it's producing all the spores now into the woods.
Now, it's about the size of a side plate.
Yeah, they do. Some of the russulas get really, really big.
Can I touch it and feel it?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. Oh, it's quite
very dry.
Yeah, it's very kind of hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
I expected something a lot softer.
Well, because it's an old specimen, it's dried out completely.
And what's this one here beside it? Obviously, it's
like the kind of another russula, and this one's called the charcoal burner.
Right.
And it's with beautiful colours of purples and greys and greens into them.
Now, I'm looking over here, there's a purple, it's tiny, but it's a beautiful purple mushroom. Do you see this little one here?
Yeah.
It's only about the size of the top of my thumb.
I have to say this is one of my favourite mushrooms. It's the Amethyst Deceivers. They get called the deceiver because they never actually come up in the same form twice. You'll never find, they're always different, but the most beautiful colour.
Yeah, but it's tiny.
They are, yeah.
Now, tell me a little bit about the woodland we're in here now, because we're in this woodland, it's quite small, sloping and mostly beech wood.
Yes, mostly beech, just a bit of holly in amongst it. It's actually, the wood itself's about 200 years old, very established habitat here, and there's a lot of fungi growing in with these beech trees.
Now, tell us about fungi and mushrooms in general, because people think, oh, magic mushrooms, and can I eat them? Are they poisonous?
But there's a lot of rules that you can dismiss. You know, toadstools are not necessarily always poisonous. There's a lot of mushrooms which are poisonous, and then again, there's always some that are edible. But we've thousands of different species of fungi here.
Now, in this woodland, just literally within what, 5 or 6 feet of us here, we're after coming across 2 or 3 or 4 species. And look at this one up over here with the red cap. Now, that's not actually the fly agaric, is it?
No, this is actually another one of these russulas. Very, very common. This is the beechwood rush.
It seems to have been eaten. Something's been nibbling away at it there, is there?
Yep, a lot of slugs and little animals like squirrels and the rabbits and things will have a nibble at some of the mushrooms.
They're not poisonous, are they?
They are, yes. Beechwood sickeners are poisonous. You wouldn't want to eat these.
But how can these animals eat them?
The wild animals have built up a lot of tolerance to these things, whereas we wouldn't have these tolerances at all.
Now, the death cap mushroom, that's one I was hoping you might be able to show me today. Do you have the death cap here?
We don't have the death cap here. I'm sure they actually hear we haven't found one as yet, but we do actually have the false death cap, which is just over there.
Right, okay. And explain the difference as we're walking. What's the difference between a death cap and a false death cap?
Well, I mean, they're both amanitas. They are poisonous. You do not want to eat them. The death cap's obviously... for its name's sake, it will kill you. You don't want to eat them.
That's it there, I presume.
Yes, and it's got a lovely sort of citrony colour to it.
Yeah.
And a bit of speckles on the top. It's got the typical little spots you expect of a toadstool. But they're very, very common in the wood just at the moment. We find quite a lot of them over the last few
because
days.
Because I've read about the death cap that it's so poisonous. Yeah. There's enough poison in one mushroom to kill up to 40 people.
Easily, yeah. They are very, very dangerous mushrooms.
And, you know, it's not unlike the common mushroom, the edible mushroom. So... presumably it's easy for people to make mistakes.
One of the things we say is when you look at the mushroom, if you turn it over, the normal field mushroom that you see, generally they have sort of pinkish brown coloured gills. These ones, if you turn this over and you have a look at it now, you'll see it is completely white.
Well, let's have a look here. Yep. Turn it over. Ah, I can see it
there. The gills, very beautiful, plate-like, very ceramic white.
Now, by me handling it, any chance of the poison passing?
You would need to actually physically ingest it. Even a little bit of those gills would be enough to do some serious damage.
And, you know, here, because it's a beautiful morning, I'm looking at the sun coming through here, and I'm actually looking here at mushrooms that are growing on the branches of trees. Look at here, this branch of the tree.
Yep.
And it's actually like porcelain, this
It
one.
Is. This one is actually the porcelain fungus.
It's called the porcelain
fungus. It is. The way the light hits it, it looks like a fresh piece of porcelain.
It's absolutely perfect, isn't it?
Absolutely beautiful. One of the most beautiful fungi and very typical on beech as well.
So in this woodland here, it's not a particularly big woodland, but We've seen what? Maybe 10 or 12 or 15 mm-hmm. species in the little while we've been walking around there. How many are there?
There's probably, I'd say, between 50, 60, maybe up to 100 species. And again, there's a lot more than just the big mushrooms. There's the little tiny cup fungi. There's all kinds of different species.
Yeah, you were showing me there one that you have on a hazelnut.
Yeah, it's
Pick up that one again. You've got this one here. Uh-huh. It's actually on a hazelnut. And on the hazelnut,
it's a little cup fungi.
You really need a little hand lens to see them.
Yeah, it's incredible. We have to set up it. You know, you see the mushroom on the ground and you think, wow, it's a mushroom. Get down on your hands and knees and start looking at the little tiny ones, because some of the microscopic things are just as beautiful as the big specimens.
And so on Sunday, you're having a big day here.
We are indeed. Yeah.
You're having lots and lots of people coming in, the public coming in, and to have a look at these. And you'll be here to talk.
We will. We'll be here to help people, sort of teach them about fungi, about the diversity of them, the places they can grow, what ones they can eat, what they can't eat, which is probably more important. And we will have talks. There'll be forays. And there's also all kinds of other things going on as well. So.
Okay. Well, can you bring me along? Because the one thing you haven't shown me yet are some edible mushrooms, and I was told not to come home without some mushrooms because we were having steak and mushrooms for dinner tonight.
I think we might be able to find you some hedgehog fungus and some chanterelles if we have a good look on the banks here.
Okay, well, let's head on for that then.
Do you know what? I love hearing people with passion talk about their subject, and that's Debbie Nelson, chairperson of the Northern Ireland Fungus Group, talking to Terry Flanagan there about the International Mushroom Festival in Killigar, and it's happening on Saturday and Sunday, 13th and 14th. That's tomorrow and Sunday in County Leitrim. Fascinating. I'm much more educated than I was now. It's amazing.